Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
And thank you for sharing part of your Saturday morning with us. Live and direct from our Baldwin County St. Hubert Cathedral Studio Annex. And we'll be here back here again next week. Beautiful day breaking out there, looking good. Pretty light winds, offshore, inshore. It's all going on. Hope you're getting to take part in it. All right, getting to our text board at 504-260-1870. We were talking about the commission meeting next week. And they're going to be talking about setting the zones and also the seasons for duck hunting and what kind of splits we'll have for the next 5 years. And I got a text in that says, I've heard talks of them allowing us to shoot the whistling ducks. Are they going to let us shoot the whistling ducks during this teal season? Madison Shahan, before she left as the commission secretary, made a request that we allow that because they're legal to shoot, but not during teal season. And that's when the most of them are here because they do kind of a reverse migration. They're here during our summer and some of them stay, but a lot of them head back to Mexico and South America. So, in order to take advantage of that, they requested that we be allowed to shoot them during the early teal season. I don't think you're going to see it for a while. This is a federal issue, and they've got to have studies done and on the impacts and, you know, a lot of that. I'd really be surprised, but hopefully I think they should and they could, and hopefully they will do that. We will see. Maybe that'll come up for discussion at the commission meeting. All right, we have this one that says, our choice for the shrimp, crabs, or crawfish would be shrimp. Sometimes they taste sweeter than other times, cooked the same way. Don't know why. That's from the old dog. I think a lot of it has to do with the water that they're coming from, the quality of the shrimp. And, yeah, there's some differences in the taste of them for sure. And then, again, I don't know where you're getting your shrimp. They could be that they've been, you know, sitting up a little bit longer on ice. And, you know, no better way to do it than fresh right from the net into the pot. All right, we got some fishing reports coming up. We're talking to Captain Mike Gallo, getting his report. Also, Ryan Lambert downriver. And also, we got Lance Burgess, who's up in Virginia right now, fishing on the Shenandoah River. But he's got some local information for you paddlers doing our Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club paddler report. All that's coming up in the next hour. Hope you stay with it for it, and we'll be back to do it right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time for our fishing report with Captain Mike Gallo. It is a service presented to you by Sea Tow New Orleans. An if you want to become a member, no better time than between right now and Monday, because they're putting on a 3 free month discount. If you make a purchase online at CETO.com, you put in the code SELA, S-E-L-A, like Southeast Louisiana, SELA15, and you will receive 3 free months. You pay $249 for the 12 months. You get three free. You save about $62 by doing that. And it's only good through Monday, July 7th. And that's CETO.com. Or you can call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. We tell you about it all the time. And there's not a week that doesn't go by where they get out there and they jumpstart somebody, bring them fuel, or if they need be, tow them back to their dock or to a repair place. Check it out. It's CETO.com. It's like AAA on the water. And right now, put in that discount code. You hear it right here, SELA15. Captain Mike joins us now. And Mike, let's start off with your preference. Would it be only one now for the rest of your life? Boiled crawfish, boiled shrimp, or boiled crabs?
Oh, I'm like the rest of everybody else. I would be a shrimp guy for sure.
And as many shrimp as you put through your hands, you still love them, huh?
Yeah, they've stuck me quite a bit over the years, but I still like them when they're boiled.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, how's the fishing been, and what's the forecast for your trips this weekend look like?
It's been a pretty good, you know, it's normal summertime pattern where it's going to rain somewhere every day. So you certainly have to keep your eye on the horizon to be safe. You know, you don't want CETO to have to come get you, but it is certainly peace of mind when you have it. Anyway, we went through a tide change earlier in the week with some small tide movements, and that had us fishing in choke points and in bayous where the water was deeper and moving a little bit better. And it was still productive. We're having a very good year, especially for trout. And now that the water's moving better, there'll be some trout caught in at the bridges in Lake Pontchartrain today. I still don't see enough people fishing on those man-made reefs in Lake Pontchartrain. They're very productive. You just got to learn how to use a slide cork so that you don't get snagged in the reef itself. But there's a lot of fish that hang out there. Not only trout, there's flounder, there's sheephead certainly, as well as black drum and the occasional redfish. They just don't get utilized. A lot of times the bridges are crowded and those man-made reefs don't have anybody fishing on them. So that's a good place to go. What we're going to be doing is what we call combo trips. We'll be fishing some of the man-made reefs in Lake Bourne, some of the gas wells, and then mid-morning, 9 o'clock, we'll move into the marsh and see if we can catch some redfish before we call it a day just after lunch.
Mike, what would you say is the ratio of white trout to speckled trout that you're catching right now?
It seems every morning you start off catching speckled trout first thing, and then as the day progresses, the white trout will move in. A lot of times those white trout will move in, and the speckled trout will suspend. So the speckled trout may still be there. They just may move up in the water column, and that's when a slide cork can come to your rescue as well. And the white trout do seem to hug the bottom more so than the speckled trout. So often if you got a slide cork available and you're catching speckled trout on the bottom with a drop shot, and that's how I fish them pretty much 100% of the time. But as the morning progresses, if you start to see that ratio change, you know, you start off, you catch 10, you're able to keep 6, but all 10 are speckled trout. And then a couple of hours later, you catch 10 and say 6 of them are speckled trout and 4 of them are white trout. And an hour later, it reverses to where 6 are white trout and 4 are speckled trout. You may want to look at throwing that slip cork out and go about 3 to 4 feet above the bottom. And a lot of times, your speckled trout will just move up above the white trout, but they're still there. A lot of times, customers are fine with the white trout. So we simply continue to catch them. Or maybe 2 of them are fine with white trout, and 1 of them likes the speckled trout. You simply switch that person over to the slip cork.
That's a great tip you gave on catching the specks above the white trout. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be putting that to good use. Let me ask you this, Mike. What is your cutoff on? You know, there's no limit on the size that you can keep on white trout, and a lot of time you catch a lot of those little bitty dinks. What is your cutoff size on keeping white trout and releasing them? You know, we got a 13-inch mandatory release on speckled trout, but what about the white trout?
We try to keep them 10 inches and above. Every once in a while, you'll gut hook one that you know is going to die. And I don't want to release fish that I know are going to die into the water. That might attract predators such as sharks, and then that'll shut down the whole bite. So I try to keep them 10 inches and above. But like I say, if we do gut hook one to where I know it's going to die, we throw that one in the ice chest as well.
And I would guess sometimes your customers would have their own preference. You know, they're not interested in keeping 10-inch fish. They maybe establish their own size limit on white trout on what they want to keep and release.
That's correct. That's correct. Some of them only want the bigger ones, and they do get pretty good size. But most people are happy with them when they, you know, as long as we put them in a slush, as you're cleaning them, as soon as it's in the fillet form, put it right back in a slushy ice mixture, and then straight into the ice chest. That's a very good eating fish and plentiful.
Yeah, Mike, we got to ask you about the triple tail. You know, you started to have a couple sightings, and you caught one or two. Any luck on those guys moving over?
I saw two more this week, but couldn't get, you know, when I turned around to go back for them, they went down and never did come up, sort of like the one you and I saw when we fished. So I think they're getting a little smarter.
Yeah, you know, it never used to be like that. If you spotted them underneath a crab float and you approached them and you did it fairly quietly, I mean, they wouldn't dive deep. They'd hit your bait. Maybe now they're getting educated.
They seem to be. I do see more people looking for them. So, yeah, it depends on how long you want to stay. He'll certainly come back up, or you could – you know, if you got forward-firing sonar, you may can look at him where he's at, and the slip cork could also put a bait in front of him down a little deeper.
Great fish to pursue and catch when you can find them. Well, Mike, thanks for the report. We're going to let you get on your trip, but before you go, I got you on my website. We got a link directly to aaofla.com, or they can go directly there. Give them the telephone number if somebody wants to call you and get a summer trip on the books.
Very simple, Don. 985-781-7811.
All right, Mike, thank you for the report, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Don, we'll talk to you next week, and I hope a lot of people take advantage of that CETO deal, because that's a really good deal, an extra 90 days.
So absolutely.
Hopefully people take advantage of that.
All right, got to do it by Monday. That's Captain Mike Gallo. Mike, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
All right, Don, talk to you then.
All right, we come back after this. We got a paddler's report from Lance Burgess. He's up in the Shenandoah River catching smallmouth bass, but he's got some local reports for you, too. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Network. And our report live from the Shenandoah River this morning is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive, your local fly shop specialists. You can ask them about fly tying and fishing classes they schedule there at the store. Also, pick up some paddle sports equipments, kayaks, great-looking apparel, outdoor gear for the latest fishing tackle for the local area. And they open up at 10 a.m. this morning. And you know what's free over there? Fishing reports. Talk to them. They'll help you out. That's No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. We're joined now by Lance Burgess. And Lance is in Virginia up there near the Shenandoah River fishing for smallmouth bass. How do you fish smallmouths, Lance?
Morning, Don. Well, you know, I'm absolutely blessed. My in-laws have a beautiful property here in a small town called Woodstock. It's in the Shenandoah area, and the river borders the back of the property. So I've become accustomed to coming up and just really wade fishing and walking through the rocks and kind of looking for ledges and pools where there might be some deeper drop-offs. Still pretty new to me to smallmouth fish that way, but we did bring the kayaks up and we were going to try to go. It's been a little bit high and muddy, and we're hoping later in this week, maybe Sunday, Monday, we get a little bit more lower water conditions where we can get the boats out there and go look fish for smallmouth. Usually I use a lot of jerk baits, and you know, different types of spinner baits. You know, those little road runners work okay sometimes too, but, yeah, it's a little different tactics up here.
What's the difference between a smallmouth and our spotted bass that we have in Louisiana?
Well, you know, the smallmouth are they're not as big and chunky as the bass that we have. The spotted bass, their colorations, they're really dark green, beautiful fish, and they really put on a great fight. But yeah, they're, you know, I kind of like to call them footballs because they really are the bigger ones, about the size of a football, you know? So yeah, if you catch one that's about the size of a football, you got a pretty nice, smallie in your hands.
Well, sounds like you got a great weekend ahead of you. Back home, any news from Bayou Coast Fishing Club, you know, upcoming kayak tournaments that people need to be aware of and get signed up for? I know a lot of the fishing rodeos now have instituted kayak divisions in them specifically for the paddlers.
Yeah, you know, summertime's full of fishing rodeos along the coast, and a lot more kayak divisions are part of those. You know, they just wrapped up the Magnolia, the tournament last weekend, so I was glad they were able to have it. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to fish that one. And, you know, for Bayou Coast, really around the corner, if you are, you know, fishing the tournament series, you will have the Redfish Rumble that'll be coming in September, and the Fall and Tide Tournament, which is one of our biggest tournaments of the year, in October. So, you know, this part of the summer is kind of tough. We don't have a lot of tournaments going on, but good time to kind of get gear up for the last few. And if you're in fishing the series, the Redfish Rumble will be your last opportunity to try to get into the top 15 to qualify for the Bayou Coast Championship, which I think is scheduled for November.
Yeah, Ride the Bull's not too far off either, the big one in Grand Isle.
Oh, correct. Yeah, CCA does a great job with that. Ride the Bull is coming. As soon as those bull reds show up in the passes, you know that everybody, the kayakers, will be gearing up to go catch those giant bull reds. I think we're looking at what? I think we do that in August. Yeah, that's the August tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, the Cajun sleigh ride, they call that when you hook up at one of those big bull reds. And it's actually a collection effort, too. You know, Wildlife and Fisheries is there, and there's tagging fish and measuring and studying them and releasing them, and provides a lot of data for them.
Yeah, I was really happy to see that. It made me proud to see that, you know, what RAD and the work that CCA is doing, and you guys documenting the stocking program, the first time that we'll have a stocking program. So that's super important for our coast and our estuary. And I'm glad that they're starting to take advantage of that opportunity to harvest the harvest those bull reds and go ahead and start that program and get it up and running. Can't wait to see how that produces for us.
You know, back in the 60s, they had a game show, and they had the $64,000 question. So I'm going to give it to you. If you could only have one for the rest of your life, boiled seafood I'm talking about, would it be shrimp, crabs, or crawfish?
Well, you know, I'm going to
tough choice.
Say crabs, cause I'm gonna have to say crabs because I think I could do a little bit more with crabs, you know, whether it's crab cakes or, you know, other things, boiling them and everything else. But, yeah, I think I'll go with crabs. That's a tough choice, though.
It definitely is. Well, Lance, have a great time up there. Hope you get some smallmouth. Send us some pictures, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Thanks, Don. Y'all have a great weekend, and happy belated 4th to everybody out there.
Very good. That's Lance Burgess, one of our reporters. He also is kind of our director for the Tigers in the Wild series on Bayou Wild TV. And if you haven't caught any of those LSU athletes in the outdoors, go to our webpage, bayouwildtv.com. You can find out where it airs and when it airs, and also watch it on your laptop or computer or your phone right there at our YouTube page. All right, coming back after this, it's bad boy time. This guy was fined. This is a follow-up case we reported on earlier. Fined $900,000 fine. What could you possibly do? We'll tell you right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Network.
All right, we've been asking you, the audience, and also some of our reporters, your choice if you could only have one for the rest of your life. We're talking boiled seafood. Would it be shrimp, which seems to be the most popular? Got several crawfish votes and a couple of crabs out there, too. What would be yours? We've got the backstrap stacker checking in. He says crawfish would be his choice. Salt and Mandeville also goes with the crawfish and adds that shrimp are pretty dense meat. I can only eat a handful before I start feeling very full. We had one texter that said if they were free, he'd go with crawfish, but if you had to pay for them, he'd go with shrimp. And we also have this question. We're talking about the white trout. Someone says, is a white trout and sand trout the same? If not, what's the difference? Yeah, it's just a different terminology. Some areas, they call them sand trout. In Louisiana and most of the Gulf Coast, they're known as white trout. But it's one and the same fish, a little different than a speckled trout. But no difference between a white and a sand trout. All right, this is an Operation Dry Water weekend. It's July 4th through 6th. And what does that mean? Well, it means Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents will be out in full force patrolling our state's waterways for impaired boat operators. Last year, there were over 7,000 officers from 485 different state agencies that participated in Operation Dry Water nationwide. They made 580 driving or operating vessel while impaired, DWI arrests. In Louisiana, there were 25 boaters arrested that weekend for DWI in 2024, and I'm sure about this time next week I'm going to be reporting on another bunch that are they just don't listen. And it's really important because impaired boaters, a lot of people don't realize this, a DWI on the water carries the same penalties and fines that you would get. Could be jail time, fines, loss of your driving and boating privileges, and each offense of operating a vehicle or vessel while intoxicated goes toward the total number of DWI crimes, whether it happens on the road or in the water. And by the way, just for a first offense DWI in Louisiana, $300 to $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail. Don't be a bad boy. Use a designated driver if you're going to be including a consumption of alcohol on your weekend trip. Not to mention boating accidents. And we've had a few in Louisiana waters. We had a couple of fatalities that happened. So be very careful out there. All right, right after this 10-second station ID, speaking of bad boys, we got a follow-up on a case we reported earlier this year. We'll tell you about it right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. In a follow-up bad boy, the outdoor story, you may recall the case of the United States versus a Georgia doctor by the name of John Waldrop, whereby he pled guilty to conspiracy to smuggle wildlife and Endangered Species Act violations. So for possessing a collection of four eagles, 179 miscellaneous birds, and 193 egg species that are listed and protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and another 212 bird and 32 egg species that are covered by CITES, which CITES is the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, which included his collection had rare specimens like three eggs of the Nordman's greenshank, which is an Asian shorebird. It's estimated that there are only less than 1,000 of those remaining alive in the wild. So a federal judge handed a whopping, get this number, $900,000 fine, which could be the largest fine we've ever reported on, 3 years probation and forfeiture of what the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's National Fish and Wildlife Forensics Lab determined to be the largest seizure of 1,401 bird mounts, 2,594 eggs. Where do you keep all this? In its 37-year history, it was confiscated from the obsessed birdman, reconstructive orthopedic surgeon, 76-year-old Dr. John Waldrop of Catawba, Georgia, our bad boy of the outdoors. Whew, nearly $1 million. Something wrong with that guy, huh? Oh, Always have bad boy stories. All right, we're going to come back and talk to a good guy. We're talking about our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert. Find out if he's been chasing white trout and speckled trout and redfish and snapper on the close-in rigs. He's got it all going on down there at Cajun Fishing Adventures. We'll talk to him next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we say a happy 4th of July weekend to our plastic man who fishes with plastic over shrimp. We're talking about Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures in Burris. Ryan, what you got going on this weekend?
The family's down. They're working me.
Oh.
Yeah, yesterday we went and run the crab traps, got a few hampers of crabs for today's crab and shrimp boil. And we had enough food to feed the whole farm yesterday.
That's
so
great.
We're going to go catch specks and reds today.
What do you use to bait your crab traps?
The fish head that we get.
Yeah, those are easy to come by. You know what I'm told is the most effective bait for catching crabs?
What?
Take a guess.
I don't know. Nobody's going to use chicken because it's too expensive to put in all the traps.
Frog bodies. After they remove the legs, frogs.
When I remove the legs, all they got is a head left. I'm eating it all.
Yeah. Some people skin them and they eat the whole thing, but you know, most people just cut the legs off. Yeah, I know. The backbone and all that. The crabs love them.
I eat the whole frog. They'll never find out when they hang around me.
Well, here's the other question. We're asking people today, if you could only have one, everything else is gone, and we're talking ball seafood, would it be shrimp, crawfish, or crabs?
Wow.
Tough choice.
I'll probably have to go with crawfish because it's such a cultural and seasonal thing. You know, I have to go with crawfish.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Not so much because I like them better. It's just such an event.
Yeah, that's true. It's more of a cultural thing, a family thing, where you gather and have crawfish balls. Too bad people in other parts of the country don't know anything about that. We're talking.
Well, our culture is so unique. I mean, there was someone here that I talked to that just came here for a year or so, and they said, this is just unbelievable. The people, and it's so different from anywhere else in the world. And it is. Yeah. I mean, our culture is terrific, and crawfish are part of it.
No doubt. You know, Ryan, they're getting ready to choose based on the hunter survey preference surveys. The department's going to set the seasons for the next 5 years on zones and splits. What are you looking for? What are you hoping they'll take?
I have got to get a coastal zone. They're getting ready to do that, at the next meeting?
Tuesday, yeah. Well, I guess they're going to make a recommendation to the commission, and then, you know, they'll sit on it for a while and, you know, make it available to the public for comment and that type of thing.
Well, the way it works is if you have three zones, you get only one split. You know, two splits, the first split and the second split. But if you have three zones, two zones, you can have three splits. So, you know, I like the split, and I don't know why they do that, but we have got to have some kind of coastal zone for these negative tides. I mean, I've only got like 4 or 5 days in the whole month of January I can get to a blind. So, you know, it's not just me. It's everybody that fishes, you know. And the guys all the way in the west side of the state, I didn't think it was that big a deal to them, but they called me and they said, yeah, it's bad here too. Same thing, negative tides, but you can't even get to the blind. So the whole coast of Louisiana needs its own zone. And we need to close it on the negative side. Let's get it early, hunt early, and then, you know, come after Christmas when the zones, when the negative tides start, you need to just close the season. Let's go hunt somewhere else. We'll go hunt up north and shoot some mallards or something. Because, you know, you just can't hunt here. It's just a waste of the good season.
Maybe a special zone created from, say, I-10 at the state line with Texas coming across to either 10 or 12, and everything south of that would have its own dates, you know.
Make that's it what
true north and south. Yeah.
Anything that is tidal has to be in that zone. You know, if your waters are controlled by tides, you know, you have to be in that zone because, you know, it affects us that much. And always going up into Mississippi and the Biloxi Marsh and all the same thing. You know, all that's coastal, so and that's above I-10. I went, no, it's not. It's not. So all that will fall into that. So, yeah, we'll have to do that, and then they could do their east and west. So they could do a north and south. They could have two zones, have a north and south, and still have their three splits if that's what they want, because I don't get the east and west anyhow.
No, it doesn't make the best sense. But we'll see. They're going to kick it around and discuss it on Tuesday. Be interested to see what they come up with. And I don't know if it's going to be appealed for again. But, you know, we've tried to get the Whistling Ducks moved up into the teal season. We only got a 9-day teal season this year, and that certainly would be a little bonus to add some Whistling Ducks. But that, you know, it literally takes an act of Congress to get that done.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, we don't have an opportunity on that many Whistling Ducks. Now, I wish we could have wood ducks, because in Iron Marsh, I have wood ducks for teal season,
right,
but I don't have them in the big season, which is really weird. But
A lot of states allow a special early teal and wood duck season. They include
ducks
in it.
And I would like to see some wood ducks thrown in on our teal season, because that's the only time I get to shoot them. they evacuate. They say, well, the big season's coming. Let's get out of here.
This is why it's important for people to comment on these surveys that they send out, because they act upon it. They take the public.
And they didn't send me the survey, believe it or not. I'm the one that initiated all of that. I didn't get the survey.
I guess it's done by random who gets it and who doesn't. I think they should send it to everybody that purchases a waterfowl stamp. You know,
that's what I think, too. Of course, that's a lot of surveys to go over. But, you know, I'll definitely be at the meeting. And I've been to the meeting 3 times and already spoke on this. So, you know, and they're in agreement. They think that we need it. You know, Kevin was in agreement and all the guys. So, we'll get that done. And North and South might not be a bad deal. You know, because after we finish our season, we can go hunt with our friends up north.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's part of the plan to open seasons all at the same time to prevent people from doing that. Sometimes they try to keep you from being successful.
Yeah, but, you know, the limit's 6. And yet, I tell you what, the last 3 years we've had less ducks than we've had in the state in forever. So hopefully, you know, the river's still high. It's still at 11 something today, and it's making a good bit of aquatic vegetation everywhere. Even we opened Davis Pond for 3 months early in the season and brought back a lot of grass and Cotawachi in those areas. So when the river goes down, if we maintain some flow there, we'll have some ducks all the way up there and say, you know, in the Bad Terry Estuary up there, because we hadn't had aquatic vegetation up there for some time, and that's what drives the ducks.
Very good. Well, we'll be interested to see what happens at Tuesday commission meeting. I'll be zoomed in for it and take a look at what the recommendations are. We got a hunt of a lifetime trip coming up in a couple of weeks. Huh? Should be good taking that little boy and show him around to some Louisiana fishing. That's his trip of a lifetime, was to come fish offshore and inshore trips.
Yeah, it should be nice if we get some good weather for him. Go catch him some snappers and maybe some bull reds and something to really make him happy.
Yeah. Great program. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for the report. Good luck today out there. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you and talk about booking trips, ducks and fish and all that, it's never too early to do it. And when's your next trip down at Nolejase in Mexico?
We start white wing season on the 15th of August. And I think I got those 3 white wing trips, and then hopefully I'll have 6 other trips. I have a couple of spots October 2 through 5 for white wings, if anybody would like to go do that. That's a world-class experience. So just give me a call and we'll get it done. You know, CajunFishingAdventures.com, or they could call me direct at 504-559-5111.
Very good. Have a great one today. Enjoy the 4th weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, we'll see you soon.
All right, that's Captain Ryan Lambert, our Plastic Man Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, we come back after this. We're wrapping it up. It's time to go. But we still got one more segment on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, we've got a couple of text messages to close us out here. One says, I love crab meat, but I prefer shrimp due to the easier cleaning. I guess you mean peeling. And we also got this one in. Someone says, I just saw a nice little 6-point standing at the edge of the woods off Harrison Avenue, outskirts of Tammany Hills. They're coming out. Don, well, let me tell you about Tammany Hills and Harrison Avenue. I know Harrison Avenue as Dog Pound Road because the animal shelter's been there for a long time. My home is about 10 minutes from there, maybe less. And 50 years ago, when I built my home right there where you're talking about, on the corner of 59 and Harrison Avenue, a Dog Pound Road, you can't see it now because it's kind of overgrown and developed, but there were some big, massive oak trees in there. And I used to hunt quail and woodcock right there. And now it's almost downtown. I guess you call that progress. But yeah, there's a lot of deer and turkeys and squirrels and everything living in that area. They have not left, but they've had to change because of the population moving in. Well, this has been a good show, and it's also a sad show for me a little bit, because we say goodbye to our ace producer, Cullen Steele. For over the last couple of years, he's been producing the show, and if you think it sounds good, you can blame him. He is leaving us. This is his last week, and Cullen, I just wanted to personally thank you for the great job you've done in helping make this show available to people in a very, very timely and professional way.
I appreciate it, Don.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed doing the show as much as we've enjoyed having you do it, and we wish you well in your future endeavors, and thanks again. From the bottom of my heart and the listening audience, we thank you for what you've done.
Thank you. I'll miss getting up early, you know, talking with you, seeing what you've been up to, and always asking, hey, are you getting out on water this weekend? And you're going, no, I got stuff I got to do, Cullen.
Yeah, well, you can still listen to us, wherever you are, take us with you. And thanks again for the job you do. And your choice, crawfish, crabs, or shrimp. Looks like shrimp is the winner. What about you?
See, I, when we were talking about it off the air a couple of minutes ago, I completely forgot the fact that it is boiled and not just right. Like general. And if we're talking boiled, I think I mentioned it earlier, it off the air, that it would be like shrimp or crabs for me. Crawfish just isn't in that camp. I think I'd go crabs. If it's boiled, I'm going to go crabs.
Yeah, well, for me, crab meat is excellent, but that's a lot of work for what you get as compared to shrimp or crawfish. And the crawfish, the good thing, it's seasonal. You know, there's times you don't have them, and then when you got them, you really love them. And shrimp are out there all the time, but I got to go with the shrimp. I just think that the ease of the peeling and the flavor of shrimp, you can't beat it. Although, hey, there's nothing wrong with crawfish and crabs. Fortunately, I don't think we'll ever be faced with that choice, though.
I got a question then. What about, like, general? Is it always going to be, like, not boiled, just, like, go-to?
Yeah, well, all of those three are very versatile. You know, you put them in etouffees, and you can fry them, and, you know, you got soft-shell crabs, and that's pretty seasonal. So a lot of people probably would make a different choice if you could, you know, do other things with them. And then we got a lot of people threw oysters in there, too, not in a boil, but if you're just talking seafood, a lot of people love oysters.
We had that one texter text and say, you know, difference between it being paid or free. Does that affect you at all?
I don't get that, but if they're free, it's crawfish, but if it's paid shrimp,
what about
I don't understand.
If you have to get them yourself?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you know, and that's possible. Now, the difficult one would be the shrimp, because you got to rig up with a little trawl and all that to trawl them. Although some people catch them with cast nets. I've done that. You can, you know, throw some bait. We used to do it right off the Lake Pontchartrain seawall. You go out there and take some cans of dog food and punch holes in it and give it a few minutes and throw the cast net over it, and there you go. You got you some shrimp.
We'll have to call Robbie about that, see if he can help us.
Yeah, there you go. They got some good ones there. Well, Cullen, again, thanks for what you do. Don't be a stranger. Call us up. Let us know what's going on with you. And we'll have somebody, probably, hopefully, somebody can fill your big shoes to leave it.
I will. Thank you, Don.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. You're all invited again next week. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend. Remember, this is an Operation Dry Water weekend. Law enforcement agents will be out there enforcing safe boating. Make sure you got your life jackets, all your gear that's required by law on your boat. And if you're going to be drinking on the water, have somebody else do the driving, because that is a serious offense and it could cost somebody a life or serious injury. Have a great rest of the 4th of July weekend. We'll be back here to do this all over again next Saturday morning with the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.